I want to talk about making those hard decisions. And if you're, I'm going to stall here a little bit while you guys are getting on, but think about this. How many times in life has a decision haunted you? You thought about it. You tucked it down. You pretended like you weren't thinking about it anymore when really it was that hard decision, that one that was holding you back. Well, I want to go over three things today I think that could change the way you look at making decisions. And I share this with decisions because I've faced them in my own life. When it comes to business, I can make decisions so damn fast. Starting a new career, starting a new company, starting a new business, doing a real estate deal, writing a new book, man, I could just look at it, feel it, it's in my gut, I'm empowered, and I make the decision not looking back. Doesn't matter if it's gonna fail, it's the decision I made and I'll burn the boats and go for it. But sometimes in my personal life, I can ponder, I can overthink. And listen, if you're watching my blogs, that means you're watching my videos, you're watching my weekly wisdoms. If you're following me on Instagram, it means you want another level of life. You're not here just because you like looking at my messy hair after a workout. I do have a nice scenery today. I'm in Cabo right now, my last day here. I'm pretty excited. I've had a great trip, had so much fun with my kiddos. It was pretty special. But what's up, Robert? What's up, Nettie? Good morning, Mohammed. Good to see you guys. Okay, so let's just talk about decisions. So give me a thumbs up if you are, or just type a Y, if there's been a decision or many decisions in your life that you just put off because they were painful or because you were scared, because you thought, what'll happen if I make that decision? And I wanna share, the reason if there's any decisions in your life that you've put off, if there's any decisions that you've ignored, even though you have to make them, it means that they both could be equally good or they could be both equally bad. Is that true or false, right? You can say, if I go left, I could have some good, but I have some bad. If I go right, I have some good, I have some bad. You know, if I quit my job and finally start my own company, I could go broke, but I also could finally find my soul. You know, if I try to work on this side hustle to get some side money coming in, that would be great, but what if I neglect my kids and my body? Right? What if I fix this relationship? Well, it could be great, it could be fixed, but do I really want to stay in an abusive relationship? Or what if I end this relationship? That'd be good to finally be out of something that's not working for me, but what if I'm alone for the rest of my life? Right? There's really big decisions sometimes that we ponder on, and tell me a year, 5 years, 10 years can go by with us holding on to that tough decision. And what I believe is, I believe that hurts every area of our life. I believe it hurts your income. If it's got to do with your relationship, it's still gonna hurt your income and your life and your happiness and your fulfillment. And if you think there's been a decision in your life that you've pondered for too long, then go ahead, like this right now, hit the thumbs up and share this too. Let's get this message out to as many people as we can today. You know how many people need this message? Especially Facebook changed the algorithm. We used to have tens of thousands of people watch immediately. Now it takes you guys sharing for us to get more impact and for get more people to watch this message. So if you like this today, at some point, hit the share button or tag a friend, tell them to come watch this. So let's just talk about decision making. I think we grow up with very binary thinking, black and white, right? We look at things like numbers, right? A number is either higher, the same, or lower, right? If you have a number 5, a number is either lower than a 5, the same as 5, or higher than 5. Sorry, we got some noise in the background here. I'm down on the beach before everybody gets here. They're working. Anyway, I digress. So I think we kind of look at decisions that way. We look at decisions in a very yes, no, or maybe black and white, right? But what we don't take into consideration, let's take, for example, a job, right? You say to yourself, okay, if I stay in my job, I hate my job, don't like my boss, feel stuck, but maybe I can get a raise and I can go up to mid-level manager. Maybe I can run this company someday. And then we'd look at starting our own company. Well, if I start my own company, not sure if it's gonna work, what if it fails? So it's really black or white, right? Here's what I wanna share with you. That's what gives us the stress. That's what gives us the worry. What if there was a whole different set of values attached? It's not black and white, it's not science. Your heart, your emotions, your feelings are all attached to decisions. So give yourself a break, first of all, that's the first thing. Give yourself a damn break. It's not, you didn't do anything wrong. You're not lazy because you're not making the decision. You're not weak because you're not making the decision. This is scary shit in some cases, for lack of a better word. Know that your values are part of this and you're not taking them into consideration. Second thing, what happens when we wait too long on a decision? We start to think about all that could go wrong down each road. Okay, if I start this company and it goes wrong and I go bankrupt and I can't take care of my family, I can't pay for schools, I can't pay for, I can't. Or what if I go there, what if I stay in this job and it kills me early? What if I don't get that promotion? For some reason, our brains, if you guys could still hear me, hit the thumbs up. Let me know. I want to make sure you guys are on. If you guys are in that phase of your life or have ever been there, I think it's normal. I think we go down this road of what could go wrong. But here's the thing. If you're pondering over a situation, pondering over a decision, thanks, I see you guys, thank you, pondering over a decision that much, then here's what I'm guessing. I'm guessing both decisions could be good. Can we say that? What if you say, you know what, I like the security of my job. I'm going to stay in it, but I'm going to look at some things that could go right. Or I'm not going to stay in this job. I'm finally going to make the decision to start my own business. So here's the thing. You can look down the road of what could go wrong. Or at this very moment, for the first time ever, maybe you probably heard this before, you thought about it before, but what if right now was the first time you actually felt it in your soul that you said, what if could go right with either direction? What if I stay in my job? I have the security, but what if I find a way to love it? What if I find a way to give my coworkers who annoy me the excuse to realize maybe they didn't grow up the same way I do? Maybe they don't watch the same videos I do. Maybe they don't understand personal growth and personal development or the rules to success I do. And I'm going to find a way to cheer them up. I'm going to find a way to get to higher level management and run this company. What if I could take the company to another level? What if I could buy into the company? There's a million different options. But what if you went down the road of what could get right with both decisions? Okay, so what about the other way? What if I start my own company? What if I learn a lot? What if I fail and I grow? What if I go through that painful phase, but I come out a totally new version of me? What if my company goes on and does amazing things? What if I get to donate to charity? What if I get to hire my family? What if my kids get to work for me someday? What if I create a legacy with this company? You see, our brain has the same ability to figure out what could go wrong with the same enthusiasm, with the same energy, as we can figure out what could go right. So what I want you to think about is, instead of beating yourself up, phase one is don't look at it black and white. Don't beat yourself up for the lack of decision or delaying on the decision. It's not black or white. It's not binary. Your heart is involved. Your feelings are involved. Your core values are involved. And then secondly, I want you to try to look at what could go right with the decision. Let your body feel the things going well. Don't think about what could go wrong. Listen, if there's a decision in your life that's taken more than a week, a month, a year, you're not getting anywhere. It's not going to go away on its own in most cases. Believe me, I know this. I feel it intimately. And I can find myself going down that wrong road. So try to think about what could go right. And here's the last thing. The last thing is, you could be having a hard time with a decision because it doesn't match with what you thought would be perfect. Maybe you're in an abusive relationship, and I don't mean to be dramatic, but maybe you're in an abusive relationship, but your core values are, is that maybe you're Catholic, Christian, whatever religion, or your parents said, no matter what, you never end a relationship. So you're fighting with yourself because you're going to stay in an abusive relationship, but because it doesn't match your values, and the pain of going against your values hurts so bad that you stay right where you are. Now, I'm not saying if you're in this situation, you go get a divorce tomorrow. What I'm saying is, try to understand that maybe you got to change your values, or maybe you got to find a massive way to fix the abusive relationship, and you can keep your values, but fix the relationship. Don't stay stuck. Does that make sense? Maybe your values, your parents growing up went through a bankruptcy and they told you, you must stay in a job or you will not be safe. You could lose everything and you'll be home, you'll be broke, and you'll let your family down. So now you're staying in a shitty job because someone gave you a value, and the only reason you feel this way or feel uncomfortable is because it's going against your core values. Find new values or find a way to like what you're doing. Guys, if you can mess with these little tweaks, change the knobs just a little, things like decision making, things like changing your life, going to the next level will change forever. Listen, so many times people will come and they got my book, Millionaire Success Habits, like, you know, I just wanted to learn about money. How do I make more of it? And then sometimes I'm sharing about how to make a decision and somebody could be thinking, whoa, Dean, I just want to make more money. That's why I'm following you. Yes or no? Hit a thumbs up right now. Share this right now if you believe that making more money and being happier, being fulfilled, having joy, you need all of this. You need the foundation for wealth. If I gave you guys all magic wands and you could have $1 million each today, but you weren't happy, you weren't fulfilled, you were still stuck on decisions, in a bad job, in a bad relationship, would it matter? Would money really be the thing to change your life? I want you to have all of it. I want you to make more money. I want you to thrive. I want you to be successful. But this is the true foundation for wealth. There's no such thing as magic money machines. There's success principles and rules, and every single week I want to do my best to deliver those to you as I learn them, as I process through them, as I read about them, as I go on my journey of opening more companies or creating new and better relationships. Libero, it's always amazing to have you here and a pleasure. I appreciate everybody. All the comments, I'll read every single one of them. Prakash, I hope I said your name right. You said it right. Thank you, dude. Liberio, miss you these while on vacation. Liberio, thanks, dude. Everybody else who's watching, all the thumbs up. Anthony, good to have you here, man. This is the true foundation to wealth, health, abundance, and joy. And I'm going to do my best every single week to change that. If you're not following me on Jim Crowley, what's up, man? Nettie, good to see you. If you're not watching me on Instagram, check it out. I'm doing a video every single day on Instagram. It's going great. I'm going to do more and more videos here. I appreciate all of you. If you don't have my book, Millionaire Success Habits, go grab it. deansfreebook.com. deansfreebook.com. For those of you who read it, you could share what you think of it, just your honest opinion. And if you think the world should have this message with Instagram, the only way it gets out there is with your shares or you tagging a friend. Push this message out to those that need it. You guys have an amazing day. I'm going to enjoy the last day of my vacay. I'm going to go swimming with the kids. Wish you all the best. See you guys.